Well, we're going back to the Jerusalem area, back into Israel. Itamar Marcus heads up an organization. PalWatch.org is their web address. It's the Palestinian Media Watch, and Itamar's team focuses on the Palestinian media, the electronic media, the print media, to see exactly what the Palestinian people are saying. Itamar, let me just start off with this and see if there was any reaction. I know they had Nakba Day a couple of months back, a couple of weeks back, I guess it was, when they talked about the terrible time of Israel becoming a nation among the nations of the world. They do not like the fact that Jerusalem is now in the hands, the sovereignty of the Israeli state. But June 7, 1967, which was this last week, on Friday, that was a special time as far as the Jewish people would have been concerned, reuniting the city of Jerusalem. I don't think the Palestinians were very happy about that, were they?
No, they mourn both the creation of the State of Israel, which they call the Nakba, the catastrophe, and they mourn the Six-Day War, which they call the Naksa, which means adding more tragedy or more hardship onto hardship. Now, the significant thing, you said that they're not happy that Israel has Jerusalem. I just want you to know that they're not happy that Israel exists, and they tell the world in English that they recognize Israel. Sometimes Israel's right to exist, but let me just tell you what was on Palestinian television on the days of the anniversary of the establishment of the State of Israel. And listen to this. This is on official PA TV. I'm quoting to you now. "We'll raise the flag of Palestine from lampposts on rooftops and city squares, be raised at the entrance to every city so that it will be clear to everyone that this is Palestine." Okay, so they want to raise the flag over the entrance to every city. Now, you'd say, well, maybe it's the cities in Judea and Samaria, West Bank, which they're claiming, Ramallah, Jenin. No, listen to the cities that they want the flag to be in front of. Jaffa, Nazareth, Haifa, Akko, Lod, Ramla, all Israeli cities. And what do they say? So it's clear to everyone that this is Palestine. The Palestinians say to the world in English, they're upset about Israel having Jerusalem. They say to their own people in Arabic, they're upset that Israel exists, and everybody has to understand this. There is no partner on the Palestinian side for any kind of a peace process. And the biggest self-delusion that we're doing is by pretending that they are, and self-delusion could just bring to great and great tragedy.
Well, you talked about what was on Palestinian television. As I understand it, because of one of the reports I received from you, and by the way, folks, you can go to palwatch.org. You can sign up there to receive Itamar's special alerts on what the Palestinian media is really saying, not only to their people, but to the Arab world and the Muslim world as well. But there's a song, a young man who has become a very favorite of all the singers in the Palestinian Authority, singing a song that basically is including all those cities and is some type of almost an anthem to the establishment of a Palestinian state, including these Israeli cities.
Absolutely. They don't just do it with programs like I described to you, and this is so significant. Song, which is the backbone of culture, the music in the Palestinian Authority is constantly singing about Israeli cities. And just to give you an example, this one song that you're referring to, it's become a very popular song on Palestinian television, in Palestinian society. We have five different renditions of this song that we're hearing over and over again on Palestinian City. And what are the words? My beautiful country, Palestine. And then it goes into details. Jaffa, Tiberias, Akko, Haifa, Beit Shan, the Negev, the Galilee, Safed. Again, all of Israel. And it's my country, Palestine. And actually the song is about the flying bird, and the singer is jealous of the bird because the bird can fly to the Galilee and the Negev and they can't. It is such an outrage. And you know what's interesting? Sometimes I'll show this to members of parliament, how they're using music to create a Palestinian identity that's connected to every city in Israel, Jaffa, Haifa. And so the members of parliament will say to me, oh, you know what? That's just a song. It doesn't matter. What's Abbas saying to us? I say, you know something? It doesn't matter what Abbas says to you. Songs are what really matter. And I say, what do you remember from kindergarten? You remember the songs. You remember Mary Had a Little Lamb. You remember nothing your kindergarten teacher told you, but you remember all the songs that she taught you. And that's what the Palestinian Authority is doing here, by constantly playing music and songs that are building an identity, making them believe that Israel stole their cities, making them believe that they have rights to every city in Israel. We have a generation of Palestinian youth that will grow up just waiting to fight and destroy Israel. There was a poll that was done a few years ago by a Palestinian pollster. He asked the Palestinians, do you recognize Israel's right to exist? Well, in that poll, people between age 18 and 25, the youngest category, 8.2% recognize Israel's right to exist. And why is that happening? It's because of these songs. It's because of the music. It's because of the programs I told you. We have an entire generation of Palestinian youth who think we don't have any right to exist, Israel has no right to exist, and they're going to act on that in the future. And I will just add one more thing, since your listeners, Jimmy, are all Americans, or mostly Americans. The United States is funding this. The United States is giving hundreds of million dollars to the PA every year, and that money is going in to create this culture, to create these songs, to create this music. It's the education system. It's the Ministry of Culture. It's the television. All of these things being funded by the United States that are going to guarantee that we have a war in the next generation, and the United States and the European funders are absolutely responsible.
And meanwhile, Dr. Al-Sawari, who heads up Al-Qaeda, is calling for a jihad, a holy war, to come alongside the Palestinians and help them accomplish the goals that are being propagated in these songs on television programs and everything else. This is kind of a concerning development, is it not?
Yes, there are different tactics that are being used by different types of the Palestinians or others. Some of them want to just get all the power that they have today. They figure with a billion Muslims in the world, if they organize and they unite, they can attack Israel and destroy Israel. There are some who, like the Palestinian Authority, are still going by what they call the salami method. This was a tactic that was described in 1988 for the first time. Let's get what we can and then continue and get more later. Everyone sees what happens every time Israel gives more territory to the Palestinian Authority. And we also heard this explicitly recently. Senior official in the Palestinian Authority, close to Mahmoud Abbas, what did he say? He said, everyone knows that if Israel goes back to the 67 borders, it won't survive. So he says, so we tell the world we want Israel to go back to the 67 borders, but the real goal is what he calls all of Palestine, meaning the destruction of Israel. And then he adds, you can't say this to the world, but you can say it to yourself. So what I'm telling you then, that all of these songs indicate that the Palestinian Authority really does want to destroy Israel. That's their goal and that's their plan. Here we have Abbas Saki, senior Palestinian Authority official from the Fatah, from the moderate, telling us that that's exactly the tactic of him and of Mahmoud Abbas, the chairman of the Palestinian Authority.
I've got to ask you one more question about an incident that took place. I didn't see a report on PALWatch.org. But maybe you'll have some information about it. The Palestinian Authority held a great banquet in honor of the new Mahdi, an Arabic word meaning Messiah, and then also for the establishment of the Caliphate, a worldwide dominion or kingdom, which they want to be headquartered there on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Any information on this event?
The important thing to know is that belief, which was expressed at that rally in Ramallah, north of Jerusalem, that the Islamic world will subjugate the entire rest of the world under Islam, is very, unfortunately, seems to be very mainstream in the Palestinian world. We hear it regularly from the Hamas today. We've heard it in the past from Fatah leaders as well, from Fatah religious leaders as well on television. We haven't heard it that much recently or at all recently, but I think that's because they know that the Palestinian Media Watch is listening to them, and they've toned down some messages. But we've heard it by the Fatah religious leaders as well, and it appears in many of their sources. When we see that there's a march in Ramallah, we just know that people are expressing what they believe, what they've been taught, and that this group in Ramallah wants to have a Muslim caliphate. In other words, all of the Arab Muslim world united, or the Muslim world, all the Muslim world united under one religious leader, so they can then go out and conquer the Christian world, the Jewish world. It's probably the greatest challenge that the that the world, Christianity, Judaism, the Western world, will face in the coming years. We had great challenges by first Nazism and then communism, and now we have it in this Islamic ideology that was expressed in Ramallah. The biggest mistake the West can do is to minimize the threat, to minimize the danger, and if we do, we might have a worse outcome.
Well, the ancient Jewish prophets spoke about it, and it looks to me like the stage is set for those prophetic truths from those ancient Jewish foretellers of history in the future about to come to pass. Itamar, thank you so very much for helping us understand what the Palestinian media is really saying. This is important for the Jewish world, the Christian world, the political world, the world itself, to understand what is really the desire and hopes and dreams of these people. Thank you so much, my good friend. We'll talk again down the line.
Thank you. Bye.